The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Denny and the girls, Toledo's morning show, live and local in the 419, the TOL, the OHIO. Play along with us, 419-240-1055, or you can text us, is the same number, if you're just too damn busy to pick up the phone to communicate like real human beings. Hey, we have to do a text contest. We're trying to figure out what you have to text us to win. That's what we're doing for the prize pack today, right, Susie?
Yes.
Well, what do we have?
Food to Smokies, LPGA passes, and vaping supplies. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll do something here coming up, so be ready to go. Not sure if it's going to be a picture or if it's going to be a phrase that pays. I don't know. We'll make it up because that's what we do here. All right. It's going to be hot and humid today and a high in the 90s. And then tomorrow we could get some storms. High of 85. It's 72 here at the Cumulus compound. It was so warm when I was driving in today. There was like this mist fog off the street as I was driving in. It was very bizarre. I don't know if that's still going on. Was that way when you were coming in, Trish?
Yeah, actually it was, yeah.
Very crazy. All right, so we go to OJ. He's going to be out in October, and it's going to be interesting to see how his life ends up. I'm telling you, he's going to end up on the Kardashians, or he's going to get his own reality show. You watch.
He's been on movies before. He should try to take a stab at TV.
Really? That's where you're coming? That's what you're bringing today?
She wasn't here at 6, so I had to do it again.
Do you think he'll be allowed to profit from his stay in jail this time around, or will that be one of the things in his probation rules? Like, you can't talk about your experience here in jail, or you can't profit from...
He'll find a way.
Well, I don't know.
He will find a way. He will take cameras inside a prison, and he'll host a show probably where he's talking to them and counseling prisoners.
He did seem like he did a lot of that.
Right.
He said, well, so, I kind of helped break up fights.
The thing I don't understand is, and I don't want to talk about the Linkin Park dude, which sucks. It's kind of a downer Friday show. I'm sorry, people. It's all we got. Is when the one parole lady says, did you complete your alcohol abuse program? And he's like, no, I don't have a problem. That's basically what he said.
You know how many times
you talk to anybody. You talk to anybody, and they I never had problems with substance abuse. No, and if I would have done it, I would have done it for my kids in case they ever had a problem with it. I'm like, what? He's delusional. I mean, there was acting going on. It was just like he is messed up in the head. He is messed up in the head.
Oh, I don't think he was acting. I think he believes everything he says, which is scarier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he was acting. I do.
Anyway, all right, moving on. Sadly, the grunge and alternative rock world has not been through enough this year, and now they have to deal with Linkin Park singer Chester Bennington was found dead yesterday morning at his home in Los Angeles. It's the all-night news is saying they don't know what killed him yet. They're investigating to see if it was suicide. They found him hanging.
Yeah,
unless that was that audio erotica thing. I think it was. He was playing whack-a-mole with himself, and it went
awry.
I don't know. He was only 41 years old. He was hanging in his bedroom either earlier that morning or Wednesday night. They found him at 9 a.m., the maid. It starts with not sure if there was a suicide note. His death came as a shock to everybody. He just arrived back in L.A. on Wednesday after spending some time in Arizona with his wife, Talinda. 11 years they've been married. He had 6 kids, including 5-year-old twins. Dude! 5 years old. Look, if you're feeling horrible, let me just make a suggestion. Get your 5-year-old kids and put them in your lap. That'll make you stay away from offing yourself. The band was surprised. At about the exact same time Chester's body was discovered, they released a video talking to myself. Also at that time, a bandmate was actually driving to his house to pick him up for a photo shoot because they were getting ready to go on tour next Thursday. So that's going to be canceled. Apparently he had a past with doing the drugs over the years. Opium, crack, cocaine, meth, and LSD. And he also admitted to being a raging alcoholic. But from 2011 on, he says he's been sober. Him and Chris Cornell of Soundgarden, who killed himself a couple of months ago, they were tight. Very close friends. And Chester's body was found on Chris's birthday.
No.
Yeah. Coincidence?
Yeah.
Very, very sad. So there you go. Have a nice Friday. Did I have some audio on that I was going to play? Did we play the... it is very sad. Did we play the Jay-Z Linkin Park song here on the Q?
I don't think so.
Back in the day we did when it came out, I think. But not lately.
Oh, maybe I need to look it up that way. Okay.
Jay-Z?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There it is. I thought this was pretty decent. Hardcore, do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. One last time, I need y'all to roll. Just 2 months ago, Chris Cornell at the funeral, Chester actually sang this song. Isn't that just bizarre? Anyway, rest in peace, Chester Bennington. All right, let's get to breaking and back to the FU.
Yeah, right.
The FU, we're having fun.
Where's
already.
The FU? What about gonorrhea chat? Did we do that?
Oh, we did. That's how we started it.
Lucas County's got a gonorrhea problem, and Paul's going to go get checked out to make sure he doesn't have it.
Well, see, there it is.
You know, yesterday we had monkeys gone wild, or chickens. When we come back, wild monkeys roaming in Florida. And they're breeding like, you know, monkeys. They don't know what to do. I got a few ideas. We'll do that next and other stuff under a thing. 7:35. Denny and the girls live and local in Toledo on Q105.
Q105 weather from the Dunn Chevy Buick Weather Center. Dunn Chevy.